This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brisky,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
The question is Gull going to be gone? We've been asking that for quite some time. Has Indiana created a little side off to the stage where she can slowly exit as she's now been elected as the new chief judge who will help guide the court's leadership team for the next 2 years as the court's chief judge, effective as of January 1st. How much is that going to affect her responsibilities with the case of Delphi? Well, that's yet to be determined. Here to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. What's your thoughts on this when you found out that Judge Gull got a promotion after, a lot of negative attention, even possible criminal actions and in choices that she's made against Richard Allen here in the Delphi case?
So I love giving you my first impressions when these things come across when I'm doing show prep for you. Here's what it was. What?
Or is it the government at work?
Oh, that's a second one.
Yes.
Yeah. How, you know, having been a lifetime government employee for the Marine Corps and then the FBI, I mean, I have 32 years of government service, and I have seen plenty of problems promoted out of the problem. And, you know, and so this might be the way out for everyone. Mm-hmm. And so that a judge can save face, so that the court can save its face, and they can do justice for the victim, as you know, the families, as well as the accused. So let's see. Tony, with this one, every single time we cover it, I just keep saying, I have no idea.
When we talk about that, promoting the problem out of the problem, I mean, how often does that ever, you know, really truly work to anyone's true advantage? We're talking, I mean, I could see short term here, it'll pull and hopefully get the wheels in motion to get this case back on track. But big picture, if you're promoting someone who, as we've seen in at least the little snippet of life that we've learned about with Judge Gull, watching her with this case, hasn't been a great judge to any stretch of the imagination.
There's only one, you know, if someone is using promotion to get rid of a problem, first of all, no one's ever going to admit that, ever.
Yeah.
We just see it, and we have our conjecture about it. And it, I'd say 99.99% of the time, it doesn't go well, because what you're basically doing is validating the bad behavior of someone by saying it was good behavior, and then you move them up a ladder. Unless in a very rare situation, and there could be one here, where those promotion authorities that are looking at the entirety, they know you, they have an interview with you, and there's a huge semblance on Gull's part of contrite, humility, and I learned my lesson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if someone openly says, hey, it's a life rep, you know, in hindsight, I should have handled that a bit differently, a lot differently. I'm willing. So here's where best case scenario, her saying, I'm willing to do whatever you want. You know, the oversight justices over the case, you know, of this whole thing, I'm willing to want. And then liking her, there's that likability in there. And well, thinking she's effective up maybe until this case, saying, hey, we were considering you for this position. You were going to be getting this position anyway. This might be the fix that we're all looking for. And combined with a humility of what I did wrong, what I would do different. But again, a lot of conjecture on all that, and a lot of, boy, wouldn't that be beautiful if that rose-colored glass look at what happened materializes. Hey, so let's look at this.
Yeah.
Let's just hope that justice is served again for the victims' families and the accused, because this is just a crazy case.
100%. And it's another piece of the behind-the-scenes puzzle that seems to dictate most of this case of, oh, well, the people that the public has no control over are going to move things this way and that way, and we're going to do it for our own advantage. And here we go again. We're going to promote you over here. Is this going to exit you? Like, it keeps playing into the conspiracy end of things. And I'm not talking at all about Odinism. I'm talking about covering up misdeeds of the law enforcement, of the court system, of that whole cabal system that seems to be going on in that area of the country, in that community in Delphi.
Yes. So here's, okay, I don't know how people get I don't know a lot of the intricacies of the court system.
Yeah.
I know enough to be dangerous. I'm like a YouTube commando of the court system, right?
Which means you're an expert.
Yeah. But I do know the public service side because I know how hard it is to remove a federal employee because I was one.
Yeah.
And so let's do a little thought experiment on this one. So here you have an appointed judge. Mm-hmm. You can't fire judges. You know, she could be moved. She could be, so she will be a judge. It's very difficult, I think, to remove and fire a judge. It just doesn't happen because they are it just doesn't happen. They're federal, they're whatever, right? State or federal, it doesn't matter. Yeah. So it's very difficult to remove one. If you did remove her and she's still going to be a judge, she's just removed from the case. Well, now she's lost credibility as a judge. She becomes really ineffective in a courtroom. I don't know whether that then gives defense or prosecutions extra ammunition one way or the other in their cases that you can't have. Because then, in other words, could she ever sit a case again if she's removed from this one? I don't know those things.
Yeah.
And so the way in which, so you can't fire her, especially over something like this to me doesn't seem like it's a fireable offense. It's more like a removing offense. That's why they filed it that way. But in order to maintain her effectiveness and keep her in the system that they're going to have to do, what maneuvering room, what options do they have to do these certain things? And this might have been the best/only option available to them to mitigate a very challenging situation.
You know who else moves people around when they have had a lot of troubles and issues and then pretends we didn't know about it? The Catholic Church. Not saying Judge Gall's involved with children or anything of that nature, but it seems fairly similar. Well, let's move you over here to this parish. And
the priest is a priest. You ain't going to get rid of a priest.
Hey, they both wear robes. So,
yeah, it's, oh gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember. So when I got to New York, in my first duty station, the FBI is a New York field office in Manhattan for many years, working counterintelligence. I was very fortunate when I came in the FBI. It was at a time when the senior agents on my squad, you know, I came in, I had like a couple years, and these folks had 20, 25 years all in the same squad. These were the masters of absolutely everything we were doing. And at that time, the senior people, you had to keep up with them. Mm-hmm. We were doing such amazing work, catching spies, recruiting sources, and you had to keep up with them because they were always on the go. They always had all these great innovative ideas, kind of things that flip. Now senior people, and if you're a government employee, that's when they kind of slide back. But back then you had to keep up with them, right?
Yeah.
I remember a guy joined a squad next to me, and he was a real go-getter. He was aggressive. He was active. We did a lot of joint operations together. I remember his name was Steve. I remember saying, Steve, what are you doing? You know, I said, you got all this energy. It's kind of rare. And he goes, well, Robin, it's pretty simple. The government invites you to sit on your ass for 20 years. It's up to you whether you accept that invitation or not. Welcome to the world of government employees.
That's true. You can either go and do great things or you can sit there. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, thankfully, a vast majority of the people take it as a great honor and privilege to serve because it's all about service.
It is.
And they get off their butt every day and they do the righteous work for the protection of the American public and the citizens at large and the world sometimes. So let's see how this one flushes out because it's tough to remove them.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.